All right, joining us, Javier Lopez. Boy, Giant Dodger, look, it's the National League West. We've seen all the teams now. This is a good race. Everybody looks like they're kind of ready for a summer.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. When you look at the NL West, I think there's anybody that you could pick and put up a strong case as to why they're going to win the division. But obviously, when you look at the 2012 World Series champs and the guys that have brought in a lot of talent and spent a lot of money in the offseason, that becomes a sexy race for everybody. And you know, we're trying to live up to that.
Well, the Giant Dodger, once again, maybe this year a little bit more intense. You opened up with them, haven't seen them now for, 25, 26 games, and here they come again. I always say it's a good test to see how you do against the Dodgers.
There's no doubt about it. Obviously, we're going at it pretty much full strength, both clubs. I mean, obviously, they're losing some arms here and there, but when you come at it and see that lineup with Carl Crawford at the top and see the kind of things that he was able to do, especially after missing a full year pretty much, it's an exciting barometer as to see where you are right now.
Well, you love this crowd up here. I always say there's 84,000 eyeballs watching every pitch, and everybody knows what's going on. The Dodgers come in. You've been through some rivalries before. Is this getting a little bit more intense for you?
I think as a player, it's always intense. Obviously, this is the rival. This is the team that the fans want to see you beat the most. So, you know, if you need some added energy, they provide it here at AT&T Park for you. And obviously, when we're going in to play these games, it's always exciting to just try to get out on top, especially first game in a series. Just try to establish the weekend. And we're going to be here for a 10-game homestand, so you want to get off to a good start.
But, you know, I look at baseball today. Colorado is doing excellently. They're obviously leading in the division. And I looked at their bullpen the other day. You know something? They're third in the league in bullpen. All of a sudden, they've got the four or five guys. That is the formula for success.
No doubt about it. Obviously, pitching and defense, and especially in that ballpark, you don't want to put guys on base. It's such a big ballpark, and that's where you get some big crooked numbers. And they've done a great job of keeping those numbers down, and their offense is always going to be coming ready to hit. Yeah. And they've proven that this year. And again, like I said, you can pick anybody in the NL West and make a strong case for them to win it. And, I expect it to be a race pretty much all the way into September and through September.
Yeah, boy, it's a good word from you. It probably will be. But for me, the bullpen is still the story of the game. And I'll give you a lefty in the division now to compete with you a little bit, Josh Altman. I'm telling you, just watch his numbers. They're bringing him in for a couple of innings now. And how important is that lefty in the pen?
I think it's great. Obviously, when you can throw a different look at somebody, when there's only one or two on every team, it's a specialty spot. And when you have a guy like Altman, especially who can run it up there pretty good velocity-wise and has good off-speed stuff, it does make it a difficult at bat or an uncomfortable at bat for both lefties and righties. And you know, it just speaks to the specifics of the game now and how everybody tries to play situational matchup baseball. And you know, it gives jobs to me and some other guys that may not be a few years ago, maybe sitting at home.
Well, as I always say, a lefty can pitch as long as I'm alive. You know, you bring him in at my age, you can still get people out. I always say, Koufax, if you brought him in today, I'll take him for one batter, believe me. All right. How you doing? How are things with you?
Yeah, things are great. Just plugging along here. You know, obviously excited to be in May, you know, get away from that April and kind of get things going. We're going to get some better climates now from everywhere we travel for a while. So that's a big thing for pitchers especially. And, you know, I think everything's looking well. Obviously, we had a couple hiccups in April, but I feel at the end we finished strong, and especially on this road trip to sweep Arizona, that was a big deal to get back home and get some confidence rolling again.
Well, as I said, Colorado's third. You guys are second, I think, in bullpen, so you're right where you want to be. It's like a horse race. You're sort of right where you want to be.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, again, that speaks to the continuity that we have, and we have a bunch of guys that may not overpower you, but we have a pretty good amount of strike throwers and guys that give you some uncomfortable at-bats, and that's what we've hang our hat on here, and we've been able to do that two of the last 3 years for world title, so why mess with that?
Well, I'm sure we'll see you in this homestand. The Phillies loaded with lefties. The Braves have their lefties, and of course, I don't have to warn you about the Dodgers, so thanks for being on the show.
Hey, no problem. Anytime.
All right. Javier Lopez right here on KMBR 680, the sports leader.